able to say, once to say, I don't want to speak now. But then I realised that maybe it was worthwhile me speaking now, because lots of people have a good relationship with feeding. So the three things are, the first thing is I'm grateful for feeding when I have a connection with it. I'm not going to say a lot about that, because there's so much depth in it that you can't say in a second. But I was quite surprised to find that I'm also really grateful for puja when I don't have a connection with it, because it like somehow makes me like realise, like maybe I'm having a bit of repulsion to something, and it helps me like see what that I'm, you know, something's not sitting well with me. It gives a nice opportunity to kind of look at that and see what it might be. So I'm grateful that when I don't have a connection to it. And then the third reason I'm grateful for Fuji is really because I was thinking it's not part of our culture in a way. It's not something, without true rhetoric, it's not something I would have ever had the opportunity to encounter, and it's something that I feel brings a lot of brings a lot to my life and practice, and it's something I really enjoy and I want to engage with, and so I'm really grateful to have the opportunity to do puja. And yeah, there might be things.